This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The website music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an artist. His name's Eric Labossiere, and he has a brand new song with his band called Hello Fiasco, called Hold Me Close. We're going to hear that in just a little bit. But first, Eric, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Everything is great. Thanks so much for having us on the show, Zach.
Yeah, anytime. And thanks so much for coming on. I'm so excited about this brand new album coming out called Find the Shoreline. But I'm more excited also about this brand new song, Hold Me Close. I got to listen to it. It sounded incredible. You guys are exactly where I love music. You know, it's in that alternative kind of scene, you know. But tell me a little about how you guys created Hold Me Close.
Well, Hold Me Close was one of the tracks on the album that we wrote a little bit earlier before COVID. And it was about relationships and the kind of pain that we've all been through, where we want to rekindle our relationship and get back to the start and get that feeling back. And so when COVID came along, the song made a lot more sense to us because of the strain that COVID put on all of our relationships, whether that's with, you know, with friends or lovers or marriages or whatever it is. We all had a lot of strain because of COVID caught inside. So that's kind of the feeling we gave the song and the video. We tied COVID into it. So that's where Hold Me Close comes from, that strain put on relationships and wanting to get back to the start.
And, you know, how did you guys form together? You know, Hello Fiasco has been around for a long time, but, you know, how did you guys kind of meet?
Yeah, well, we three of the guys in the band have been around for a long time, like you said, because we played together in the Mailman's Children before. But, you know, Hello Fiasco technically has only been around for a couple of years because we picked up two new players. Ivan Burke, who was a great drummer that had come in on the last the Mailman's Children album. And then after that, Guy Abraham, who's an exceptional lead singer for his own bands for years and decided to make a change in his career. And he also does piano, keys, does Ableton for us. So he joined up with us when we were recording in secret for this new band, Hello Fiasco, that broke off from the Mailman's Children. And so Hello Fiasco only surfaced at the beginning of 2021, but we've all known each other on the Winnipeg music scene for a lot of years, and now I live down in the U.S., so I have to do a little bit more traveling these days.
I was going to say, how difficult it is to kind of, you know, get the band together because you guys are so far away from each other.
Well, it's actually pretty easy. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, it's either a long drive or a flight, so it's pretty easy that way. But what happened is during COVID, it became quite a bit of a nightmare because the borders had different rules between Canada and the U.S. And there was a period of time where I couldn't even cross. So we ended up having to record the last song on the record in two countries. I had to find a new producer down in the U.S., Lenny Eckert, who was fantastic and worked with me on the spot. He's got a studio called Sea Lanket Sound down here in Helena, Montana. And then the guys recorded without me in Winnipeg, with our normal producer, John Paul Peters of Privateer Recording. And so we had to get through, forgetting the Canada-US deal. COVID made it a bit of a nightmare for a while.
Yeah, I mean, getting through customs probably must have been a pain in the ass.
Oh yeah, it was completely terrible. It was absolute nightmare for a while. Sometimes I couldn't even cross. So now things are back to normal and things are on track. And being in two countries doesn't affect us. I'm going up to Canada in a couple of weeks to do a couple of shows up there and record with the guys, and that's just normal life for us.
Yeah, I guess like making sure the passport's all good to go too at the same time as well. Just making sure everything's all the paperwork is all ready to go before you even hit that go and play the next song. You know, I mean, you guys just created this brand new album. It's called Find the Shoreline. You know, tell me about the name itself. You know, where did that name come from?
Well, we had a lot of trials and tribulations, not just because of the COVID thing I mentioned, but getting together as a band got interesting because a few of us were a little bit set in our ways from our old band, and then we're starting to play with new exceptional players and all writing songs together. And all the guys in the band can write songs. All of the guys can produce. And then we have a sixth co-writer outside of the five band members. His name is John Paul Peters, a great producer and co-writer for us with the record. And so we secretly recorded 23 songs over a period of about 4 years to make Hello Fiasco, because we had a plan to get on a bigger stage and do better things with this band. Mm-hmm. And over those 23 songs, you can imagine a lot of things changed, a lot of trials and tribulations. And so we were all kind of lost at sea for a while. And sometimes we doubt ourselves. Sometimes we had belief issues. But, you know, it's a question of, can you find the shoreline in your mind and can you get to the other side? And so I feel like people can really relate to that kind of a title, because we're all lost at sea at times in our life. And then the question is, can we find a way to get to the other side and make it? And so, you know, we finally in 2021, it all made sense for us. We hit the shoreline and got to run a bit and play some songs live finally and actually let people hear our music. So that's a bit where the title came from.
Yeah, how different is this project compared to your other ones? I mean, you've been with other bands like Mailman's Children. You've also been with the band Skyline Fake. I mean, tell me about the differences about this band compared to the others you've been with.
Yeah, so, you know, in the past, with Skyline Fake, it was more of an alternative kind of Canadian band, even though it was rock. And then when we became the Mailman's Children, that was a totally different thing because I started playing with a whole bunch of different players and we were more progressive side of rock. And when we created Hello Fiasco, we wanted to make sure that we were more, even though we kept some of the alternative, a tiny hint of the progressive, we wanted to make sure that we were a lot more pop rock for this band. And so what's happened is that we take more of a radio approach, more of an XM approach where we're getting songs down to 3 minutes. We're making sure everything rhymes, not in a sellout way, but we're still making sure stuff rhymes. We're polishing off the songs. We're doing polling secretly. I'm telling people on air this, but we're polling our music in six different countries to make sure, hey, these are songs people are actually going to like. And so one of the things that we did with this new band compared to other stuff we ever did was we're actually making sure that people like the music at the same time that we like it. And we're not just doing it for ourselves purely because we realize if we want to be on stage in front of a lot of people and publish our music, that's what needs to be done. So that's probably the difference is pop rock versus a straight alternative or progressive kind of sound in the past, like I used to do.
You know, and I love my, for me, you know, I love that pop rock era. That's always my go-to, you know, music, you know, like Blink-182 and Sum 41 and all those types of bands.
For
and,
sure.
You know, like, you know, Day to Remember. Oh my God, all of them. And you guys have kind of been compared to them as well with your sound. You know, tell me a little about, you know, that honor, you know, being able to kind of finally get your sound tuned to the right, to kind of the right audience in a sense.
Well, I think you said it right. It's an honor. You know, some people, when I was a little bit younger, I used to think, oh, I don't know if I want to be compared to those bands. I don't know if I want to be in that vein. And then you realize that's exactly what you want to be because that was the music you listened to when you grew up.
And not only, it's fun, isn't it? It's like, it's going to be absolutely much more fun than doing like, you know, than doing anything, any other type of genre.
Totally. You want to make sure it's a little bit more listenable, a little bit more danceable, a little bit more fun, memorable lyrics, catchy things that kind of annoy you, but you also love. And so it was a really big honor this last couple of years in polling and comments we get on social media. Our first few shows, people were comparing us to Killers, Panic at the Disco, a little bit of Muse, a little bit of this and that. And that was amazing for us because we really did want to hit the pop rock nail on the head. And I think we're starting to get there. So that's pretty exciting for us.
You know, what's next for the band? I mean, what besides this album that just came out called Finding the Shoreline, you know, what is next for the big next thing that we're going to be doing?
Well, right now we're really focused on getting our live show in shape. And so in the next few weeks here, we're doing a really big winter festival up in Canada called the Festival du Voyageur. Sorry if I said that in French really fast.
No, I love it.
I just gave away that I speak French. and then we're supposed to play some shows out east in Toronto. And then from there, we're going to be doing we're not unveiling them yet, but we're going to be doing a bunch of bigger festivals and stuff in Canada, getting into the US finally, because we are a Canadian American band after all. And then we want to get overseas. So for us, the biggest thing is getting on bigger stages and getting in front of bigger audiences, and keep pushing the record. The record's at 3.5 million streams now, so it's starting to move and we're pretty excited about that.
You know, is it difficult or is it kind of a blessing that you guys are in two different areas of the world, technically, because one's in Canada, one's in the United States. Does it help with trying to kind of promoting yourselves out there, or is it more of a struggle because now you have a broader audience to kind of reach out to?
Well, it was really difficult to set up our band. There's no hiding that. Any Canadian-American band will tell you the same tale, that between taxes and business and all that kind of stuff, it's a nightmare. But when it comes to overall, it's nothing but an advantage because the two countries do different things. The two countries teach you different things. And the U.S. is more about being open for business and open for sales, if you know what I mean. And Canada has its advantages too. And so I we look at it like a blessing in a lot of ways, that things that we would have never known with our previous band since I moved to the U.S. 11 years ago, and contacts that I've made down here, it's just been nothing but great for us.
That's amazing. And, you know, I'm so excited for the audience to hear the song coming up in just a few seconds here. But before we do, you know, where can people find the band Hello Fiasco? Where can they follow you, and where can they just, you know, connect with the band?
You bet. So We're on all major platforms for music-wise, whether people listen to Spotify, Apple, Deezer, Tidal, SoundCloud, whatever it is. But we one of the things we did, because we still believe in keeping some things a little bit traditional, we believe in liner notes and credits and all that kind of stuff. So we actually built a website just for the record, which is called www.findtheshoreline.com, the name of the album. And people can find everything there, not just about the album, but actually everything on the record itself. And then on social media, we'd love if people followed us at Hello Fiasco. All of our social media is just Hello Fiasco. HelloFiasco. There you go.
Fantastic. Well, Eric, seriously, thank you so much for coming on the Zach Feldman Show. And I can't wait to hear for the audience to hear this song too, called Hold Me Close. It's off the Find the Shoreline album. And you can listen to it all on Spotify. It's all there. But right now you can hear it here first on the Webseat Music Station, Z Radio Live. Eric, thanks again for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much for having us on, Zach.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.